Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Russ Medliner's back, ladies and gentlemen. Russ is a member of our Brain Trust. He's senior director at Microsoft in charge of a big part of their small business marketing organization. He's responsible for helping folks like you and me understand how Microsoft technologies can benefit our businesses, and he's been on the show before. We're glad to have him back. Russ Medliner, welcome back.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Good to have you back, Russ. You guys have conducted some research on what small business owners think about their attitude, their comfort level, their affection or disaffection, depending on what's going on and what day it is and what's crashed with their technology, right?
Yes, absolutely.
What did they tell you?
Well, you know, what we did is we started to talk to people about whether or not they assess their technology on a regular basis. And, you know, I think we would all agree.
What is that? What is, as my one of my grandsons once said to me, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
Assessment.
So doing a technology assessment means taking the time to evaluate and ensure the technology you have supports and enables your business goals. And, you know, we thought this
was make something sure, small. So make sure that the technology you're using and that you're thinking about buying is actually the right tool for the job you're trying to accomplish.
That's exactly right. And we did a survey around this exact topic, and we found that 40% of small business owners don't regularly evaluate their business technology, mm-hmm. and, you know, we think it's a missed opportunity.
So they just sort of evolve into their technology, and as it turns out, the evolution is not always productive.
Yeah, or it's an afterthought. You know, they put together their business plan and their business goals, and then later on, they think about what technology they might need.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the reasons why what you're saying is so important, Russ, and this, and folks, I've given you fair warning on this, Russ. One of my goals in 2013 is to help small business owners understand that more than just the alpha manager of their company, they are the only CEO of their company.
Absolutely.
And the kind of information you're talking, the kinds of things you're talking about right now, all this technology is used by the folks, by the people in the trenches, and maybe even customers. But the assessment, the decision for what you should be investing in and what your future technology should be to make sure it aligns with your business model, how you go to market, that's a CEO job, isn't it?
Absolutely important that everyone in that CEO role needs to think about it.
Mm-hmm. So what else did they tell you?
Well, 67% of small businesses told us that they consider technology to be a really important element of their business, but a lot of them in this survey were intimidated to do a technology assessment because they didn't feel they were technical enough. And we just
or maybe they were afraid of they were afraid of what they would find. Maybe
that's potentially it too. But a lot of them said, "Boy, you know, I don't think I'm technical enough to really assess all this stuff." But you know, we really think they should. And in this survey, we started talking to people that had done it. What was a technology mm-hmm. assessment process all about? And there, mm-hmm. there were three things the average small and medium-sized business told us that they do to assess their technology. And the first one was to start with an internal audit that inventories the technology that you currently have.
Right.
And the second thing was to take into consideration what your business goals were and how your business operated on a daily basis. So,
right.
you know, answer questions like, do you have remote workers? Is collaboration important? Mm-hmm. Have you secured your customer data? That sort of thing. And then lastly, we found that the successful ones always remember that the best source of information and feedback is from their employees. So you mm-hmm. always got to ask your employees, Have them identify for you any inefficiencies or bottlenecks that are limiting right. their productivity.
You know, another thing, another byproduct, and I don't know if you found this any of this in your survey, but another byproduct of this kind of assessment is you'll find out whether the people who, you know, if you've got technology that's not serving your business model, then that means your people may be not be moving your business model in the direction you think they're moving it in, or in the direction you want them to be moving it. They may be selling A when you need to be selling them B because that's what the technology is driving them toward.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and customers and customer adoption too.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think employees aren't always going to volunteer that information. Sometimes they will,
right.
certainly, but at times, just asking them, you'll be amazed what you'll get.
Well, absolutely, because if they've been given technology, they know this stuff costs money. They're making the assumption that you know what you're doing as the CEO of the company, and they're going to be reluctant to say, "Hey, boss, did you know this stuff doesn't really do what you think it does?"
Yeah, it's funny. An amazing trend that we're seeing is that most employees are becoming very technically savvy in their personal lives.
Right.
You know, how many of us have phones and smartphones and tablets
yeah.
and laptops? And so our employee base as small business owners is becoming more savvy around technology.
Right.
And we're finding that those employees
More so than the CEO is most of the time.
Absolutely. And you know what? As a small business owner, you should leverage that. If your employees say, "Hey, boss, I have a technology I use in my personal life, and I want to bring it into our business because I think it would let us be more productive,"
right.
I say you take that and do it.
And again, back to the CEO role, Russ, I'm encouraging small business owners to bring in the young people to some of these jobs to be in the role of these things, to help you assess your technology, because these guys, they're born with the USB plug coming out of their head.
It's
right?
very true. That's the best type of employee
or
to get
maybe
advice.
Maybe I should say Bluetooth.
Yeah.
They probably use Bluetooth. Yeah, no, they don't use USBs. But
but
no, the digital natives. That's the reason we call them that, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you know, this trend of employees bringing in technology from their personal lives is so popular. It's been given an acronym. And you know, once it has an acronym, it's real. It's called Bring Your Own Device, or BYOD.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
As opposed to the old enterprise model, which was, you have to use my stuff.
Absolutely, that's the change.
Leave your cell phone at home. I don't care what you have, but you have to use my phone. That's a big change right now. And much to the chagrin of another Canadian company up there, right, Russ? Going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Russ Madlener. He's with Microsoft. We're going to find out some more about what small business owners think about their own technology.
Stalking low, die up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.